the question was asked, if one's rendition of Shema or a blessing is excruciatingly slow, do we think that that might be an annoyance up above? So the Talmud tells us that Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rav Zera were learning. And Noga Litzluye came close to davening time. So Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to rush to go daven, and Rav Zera told him, if you're running away from learning in order to daven, then the davening isn't worth too much. So then he thought, but I'm supposed to daven now, right? No, the time for davening comes. Then comes time for davening. Maybe we should rush the davening so we could learn. No, zman tefila lechud, zman Torah lechud, the Talmud tells us. There's a time for Torah, there's a time for prayer. Prayer has its own time. It's not called bittul Torah. You're not wasting time. It's important. So there used to be a Kohen, the Medrash says, that when he would get up to bless the people, instead of blessing them, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Hashem should bless you and watch over you. So there's a word called shmad, to destroy utterly, yes? He would bless the people, Yivarecha Hashem, Hashem should bless you, v'yishmedecha, and he should destroy you utterly. So obviously he had a problem, he couldn't pronounce things correctly. So the people weren't too happy being told by their Kohen, you should be destroyed utterly, right? So about that, the Talmud, the Jerusalem Talmud says, it says in the verse in Song of Songs, Digelo alai ahava. Digelo could mean Hashem's flag. When it is alai, when it is upon me, ahava, it is His love. I'm not embarrassed to walk around with a yarmulke. I wear the Jewish flag and I'm proud. I can walk around and have my tzitzis out. I'm not embarrassed. Digelo, I wear Hashem's flag. Ahava, it shows His love of me. Along came our sages and said, don't just read it as digilo, but also as dilugo. Hashem says, dilugo, when you, my Jewish people, skip, mispronounce, get it wrong. You're trying to pray and you got it wrong. The Kohen's saying yishmedecho, not exactly the way we want to hear it, right? Dilugo alay ahava. Hashem says, I love it. He's doing what he can. So it comes out wrong, I still love it. Dilugo alay ahava. And this is quoted in the laws of Birkat Kohanim. This is quoted. So obviously we try to get it right. A person should not say Shema. That's wrong. It's Shema. That's a Sheva Na. Shema. It's not Shema. Shema. Yes? And Shema Koleinu. Shema Koleinu. Okay. And it's Shomea Tefila, not Tfila. Tfila means unimportant things. Tefila means prayer. It's two different things. So we have to pronounce it correctly.
If you want to be really pedantic, it's Shomea Tefila. Because it's Lagish Chazak.
Okay.
For anyone who is very machmir on the pronunciation, all Sfaris.